Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
4-1 the final. Sabres get it done in Dallas tonight. Michael Frolik, Zemgus Girgensons with empty netters to seal it. And Buffalo goes into Dallas, a place that's tough to win. And they get it done, winning by 3. Brian Colziel back here in Amherst Studios. Thanks for your patience through the extra commercial break. This is the official Paul William Belts postgame show. Well, the Sabres got it done tonight. Complete team effort. Special teams getting it done. A big penalty kill with about 3.5 to go in the game. And complete team effort. Curtis Lazar, an impact in this one. Frolik, an impact in this one. Dahlin. Of course, Reinhardt and Eichel in on the first goal to set up Jimmy Vesey. You get all lines contributing. And, let's face it, solid goaltending from Linus Allmark. That maybe should be front and center of it all, especially getting through a second period in which the Stars pretty much dominated, yet the Sabres came out of it still with a one-goal lead heading into the third. So to beat the second team in the West, good check mark for Buffalo. That's now 3 in a row. They're 5-2 in 2020. And you go into Nashville, who's just changed coaches recently. On Saturday, chance to win. You could have a 4-game winning streak going into the bye week. And then you've got Ottawa coming back at home after that. So, I mean, you're going to need a long run here at some point to get your really, really back in it. If you want to make February and March really meaningful, you might need a stretch where you win 6 out of 7 or 7 out of 8 or something along those lines. And maybe this is the spot to do it. 4-1 the final. Locker room interviews coming up with Paul Hamilton. Ralph Kruger's live postgame comments. We'll run you through the highlights, update you on the standings as the Sabres pick up their 22nd win of the season tonight, as Buffalo gets it done in Dallas. Nashville is up next on Saturday. That's an 8 p.m. puck drop. And, of course, you'll hear it live right here on the Buffalo Sabres radio network. Get a couple of stats in here before we head off to Paul. Shots in the third, 9 for the Sabres, just 5 for the Stars. That's great defense for Buffalo. All right, more stats in a moment. Let's go to the locker room. Here's Rasmus Dahlin live with Paul.
Rasmus, as you were setting up to shoot there, did you know that Lazar had set up a good screen for you in front?
Oh, yeah. Laser did a great job. The goalie didn't see anything, so I threw a muffin in there, and it was a go. It's good.
How about the first and third period? You guys did a good job of limiting chances against your goaltender. How were you able to do that?
Yeah, like you said, we came out strong there, and we ended up good. And in the second period, we didn't do really well, but I don't know. We played hard, simple, puck north, and that's how we play, how we should play.
The second period seemed like they really came out and pressed you. Every opportunity at the puck, it seemed like they were really pressing a lot. Almost seemed like it wore them out after a while. But did it seem like they were on you like all the whole period?
Yeah, they were coming out strong their second period there and kept going the whole period. And we did a good job too there and kept them away from our goalie. And they had a couple of chances, but we figured that out.
Important step for you guys to really close out a game like this. You know, you guys have had a few third period leads you've gotten away from, but tonight you guys really managed the game well.
Yeah, I mean, we come to that point. We play very strong now in the third period. When it's like 10 minutes left, we tell ourselves that we don't let them score. That's the mindset we have, I think.
Did their pressure on the puck mess up your power play? Was that the reason you guys are having trouble getting it in?
Oh, yeah, they had good sticks, and they were coming quick to close. So, we've got to watch it and do better next game.
Did we know the score? Mean a little bit more to score with your dad in the building?
Excuse me?
Does it mean for you to score with your dad in the building a little bit more to you?
Oh, yeah. I was not really thinking about it, but when you say it's his first away game, so it's good that I could score a goal for him.
Has he been having fun so far?
Yeah, he's been having the best time, I
guess.
Despite
you guys struggling in the second period, what was the feeling when you come into the room, and how did you guys feel like you were at that point?
Yeah, we were pretty okay. It was nothing bad. We were talking a lot about we got to make it easier and play stronger. We can't let them have such a big scoring chances, and we fixed that and came out stronger. Good third period.
Thank you, Rasmus. Rasmus Dahlin on the post game and Linus Hallmark. I'm going to throw it back to you, Brian. He's talking to his goaltender coach. We'll see if we can get him when he's done.
All right, Paul, thank you. Rasmus Dahlin there got his third goal late second. That ended up being the game winner. Buffalo only needed two in this one as they picked up a couple of empty netters in the third. Frolik, his first as a Sabre from a real tough angle on the wall, got it in to the empty net. And then Gergensen's really seals it with 10 seconds left. He got his ninth of the year. Gergensen's, well, more on Gergensen's in a moment. Here's now Linus Hallmark with Paul.
Thank you.
Linus, what did the guys do in front of you in the first and third periods? It seemed like they did a really nice job of limiting opportunities. What did they do for you in front of you?
I thought they did the same job in the second period. The only thing was that they got a little bit more ice time in our end, you know. Guys were doing a terrific job of standing up and shutting down the neutral zone. That was very big for us.
What's allowed you guys to do a better job closing out games? I think you guys are 18-1 now and leading after two. It's a pretty big step for you guys.
Well, I don't know. It's kind of hard. Definitely that we have like a special game plan when we get down to 6-on-5 or 6-on-4, and we've been able to capitalize a lot of times when they pull their goalie, and that kind of gives you a lot more freedom those last couple of minutes instead of having like just a one goal lead, you have a two goal lead, and everything just kind of calms down, you know.
It looked like they have lively boards here, the backboards. And the one goal they did score, it almost looked like that was a set play where they were going to shoot it wide off the back wall to Ben. Did you realize the boards were that bouncy here?
No. I don't know who shot it. It was one of the D-men. Like it was a good shot, you know. I got a little late over there, so I was not really set. Mm-hmm. So he ripped it down, and I kind of screwed it up with me. Just kind of sat down on my butt. I don't know if I was going to play that perfectly. I don't know if I would got in there because that came out really hard. And if there was a set play, I mean, hats off to them. So luckily, they only managed to capitalize once.
Thank you, Linus. Linus Hallmark on the post game. Brian, back to you.
Okay, Linus Hallmark. Yeah, other than that shot off the wall, which if that was a set play, I agree with Linus. That's kudos to the Stars. But nevertheless, perfect the rest of the way as he comes through facing 29 shots and ended up making 28 saves in the Buffalo win. Ralph Krueger continues to ride Hallmark, and well, it seems as though right now it's paying dividends. Hallmark still seems to be sharp on his game. Was very good tonight. You got to figure he might as well, he's going to ride him one more playing in Nashville on Saturday, knowing that, hey, you know what? Even if you're a little tired, you're going to have an entire week off. All right, here's another Buffalo goal scorer, Jimmy Vesey, up now, live with Paul.
Well, Jimmy, before we actually talk about the game, is it fun to have a dad's day and have your dad here when you score a goal like that?
Yeah, it's good to have them around and have them get to see, you know, what we do on a daily basis and, you know, what a road trip's like. So I think both sides enjoy it, the players and the dads. So it's been a lot of fun so far. Hopefully we can get another win.
Has he had a lot of fun so far?
Oh, yeah.
He's been able to do more than you because you had some business to take care of.
Yeah, he's having fun. Actually, it's the second year in a row. I've had a dad's trip with him. So, it's a lot of fun. And like I said, hopefully we can get the sweep on the trip.
Take me through the goal. Did you yell to Sam? It looked like a no-look pass. Did you yell to him to let you know you were there?
No, I didn't yell. I didn't know if he saw me or not. I wasn't sure it was going to get through, to be honest. There was the goalie and I think a stick kind of just swung at it. I almost missed the net, but definitely a good feeling.
How about the Dallas Stars? I mean, you guys, I thought, had a nice first period, a nice third period, where you limited them a lot. They didn't get too many good scoring opportunities. Second was different, but the first and third, what did you guys do to limit opportunities?
I think we just had a good idea of what they're like as a team. You know, we played them earlier in the year and really shut them down. So tried to take some stuff from that game, and you know, they don't give up much, and we wanted to limit their chances. They got some skilled guys. Didn't want to give them a whole lot of transition. I think overall as a team, we've had some bad second periods lately. I think we got to clean that up.
The 6-on-4 at the end there, it didn't look like there was any panic or anything. It looked like you guys thought, hey, we're fine. We're still in control of this. We're going to be fine. And again, limited them. They really didn't get too many opportunities, even though it was 6-on-4. Is that the way it was felt on the benches? Hey, we're going to be fine here?
Yeah. You know, we've had some good third periods with the lead throughout the year, and I thought we did a good job tonight just managing the game and getting the puck in deep when we had to. You know, every rush up the ice isn't going to be the pretty play. Sometimes it's just managing the clock and knowing when to chip it in when you're in certain parts of the ice. So I thought we did a good job, like I said, managing that.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Thank you.
Jimmy Vesey on the post game. Brian, back to you.
Okay, Paul, thank you very much. Jimmy Vesey got the scoring going for Buffalo. Lone goal of period one. Rasmus Dahlin scored in the second. And then Michael Frolik and Zemgus Girgensons picked up empty net goals, and the Sabres win it 4-1. Those were your Blue and Gold Locker Room Reports, brought or delivered by Speed Global Services. Around the corner or around the world, Speed delivers. Visit speedgs.com. Ralph Krueger's postgame comments coming up here in just a moment. Stick with us here on our Paul William Belts postgame show. Final stats, shot totals, 29 for Dallas, 22 for Buffalo. Shots on goal brought to you by peanut butter whiskey to the Misfits, Black Sheep, and Screwballs. This one's for you. One good note there on the shots on goal. The Sabres limited Dallas to just 5 in the third period. So I think a good spot there, a response, no doubt, after the second period that didn't go their way. Power plays. Sabres special teams, they don't score on the power play, but they don't give any up. Dallas had double the chances on the power play, 0-4. Buffalo, 0-2. Your winning goaltenders, Linus Allmark, 29 shots, 28 saves. Ben Bishop, the loss, 20 shots, 18 saves. Sabres also had two shots into the empty net that both went in. Three stars. Jamie Benn had a goal. He's star number 3. Rasmus Dahlin with a goal. Game-winning goal, star number 2. Linus Allmark, 28 saves. He's star number 1. Three stars brought to you by Goya. If it's Goya, it has to be good. Allmark was very good, no doubt. But who didn't get a star, I want to give a little credit to here, and that's Curtis Lazar. Has an assist on the goal for Frolik. Some good forecheck in to keep the puck in while they're trying to kill that penalty. Eventually it leads to Frolik sealing it with the empty netter. And also a screen on the Dahlin goal, which ends up being the game winner. And he doesn't get a point on that play, but just two really good impact plays right there. I'm going to make Curtis Lazar the high impact player of the game tonight. Brought to you by the Lockport Outdoor Store, high-impact gear for hardworking men and women. You'll travel 1,000 miles to find a store like ours. The attendance tonight at American Airlines Center, 18,532. And the Sabres play next Saturday night in Nashville at 8 p.m. Ralph Krueger, ready to go. Let's head off to Paul Hamilton.
Thanks, Brian. Coach, you really did a good job of picking it back up in the third period. Limited most of their opportunities there. What changed for you?
Well, I thought the second period, actually, scoring chance-wise, was pretty even. They had more shots than we did. But, you know, if you look at the game storyline, you had to expect some pushback after being up on them after the first. And they gave a strong push. They've been one of the best teams in the NHL last few weeks, and we expected that, and I was just really proud with how the guys came out in the third and were comfortable with the 2-1 lead once we had it and just managed it in that one stretch. I think we went 7 or 8 minutes without a whistle, and just a really, really mature way, playing against one of the most experienced and mature teams in the National Hockey League. To do that to them, I thought was just a really good evening of learning for us and growing, and just pleased with the team effort that happened here throughout the whole game.
is that composure? Is that the one thing that really impressed you, the way the guys handled it? Because that was a situation, you know, it's easy to look ahead to the All-Star break. You guys really closed that out, though.
Well, no, the puck management was unbelievable. Like, people always speak about defense and taking away space and gaps, but we really managed the puck well in the third period. We gave them very little, and what we did, Linus was calm and controlled on. So it was a big night for us, just as far as really feeling the game. We need to play against the top teams in the NHL. We have so much respect for Dallas, for what they've been doing, and watching them has been a real treat for us coaches, just in how strong they've been playing and what a good team they are, and how we were able to, you know, beat them at their own game actually tonight for the points, which is something that, you know, our group in a much, much bigger learning curve at the moment will take a lot from.
In the second period, did you feel they put a real strong press? I mean, it seemed like they had two guys on the puck every time you guys touched the puck, and they seemed like they were really, really on you in the second period with a press.
Yeah, no, I mean, what happened was we got a little bit softer on our puck management, and there were moments where we would have liked to be a little more aggressive physically. We thought we lowered that part of our game from the first period. But again, the compliment also to Dallas, how they were playing in the second period. They gave it all, and they pushed hard. And in the end, you know, I'll say we had pretty even scoring chances, about 4-4, 4-3 second period. So the shots were more from the peripheral. They did increase the shot volume, but we withstood that hot period, came out with the lead at the end, and managed that really well.
How would you explain your success on these faceoffs tonight?
Yeah, I mean, it's an area that we're, you know, near the bottom of the league, if not the bottom of the league. So for us, it was huge against the centers. And faceoffs are always a group effort. Everybody always just gives them straight up to the centerman, but it's what are you doing straight after the secondary battles that ensue off face-offs. And we just did a really good job on all those situations tonight, which helped, number one, our penalty kill, which was excellent against one of the hottest power plays in the NHL, if not the hottest of late. And it all begins with the power of face-offs and specialty teams. So we were pleased that part of our game had probably its best night of the season tonight.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
Ralph Krueger at the postgame. Brian, back to you.
All right, Paul, thank you. Ralph Krueger's postgame comments brought to you by Paul William Belt, your power of attorney. In the pregame, we were talking about the success of the power play and how they were winning with special teams. Well, tonight, Ralph Krueger just said it may have been the best night of the year for the penalty kill. Special teams getting it done tonight. Dallas 0-4 on the power play. 4-1 the final. Sabres win it. Nashville is up next on Saturday at 8. And with that, we're going to say goodnight to our local affiliates. We'll talk to you Saturday at 8 with the Sabres in Nashville. For all of you on our flagship on WGR, more Paul William Belt's postgame coming up. Sabres win 4-1 against the Stars. I'm Brian Colziel. This is the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network. Back on the Paul William Belt's postgame show, Brian Colziel with you. Sabres getting it done. 4-1, the final. Let's get to our moments of the game now. They're brought to you by Firth Jewelers for all the moments in your life. Go forth to Firth. Well, we'll pick it up with a game tied 1-1. VC scoring for Buffalo in the first, Ben for Dallas in the second. Late stages of the second period, Curtis Lazar in front providing a good screen, and Rasmus Dahlin, as he said, to quote him, throwing a muffin toward the net, and it gives Buffalo the lead.
Jokke Haru has got an open man looking for some room. Dahlin with a shot, scores! There's your 10th shot, and it's a 2-1 Sabres lead.
Dahlin's third, Jokke Haru and Oposo assisting with Lazar in front. 2-1 Buffalo, that ends up being your game winner. It's the goal of the game, brought to you by Revive Spine Center. Our only goal is getting you back to you. Third period, Sabres doing a nice job of keeping the chances down. Only 5 shots for Dallas in that third. And then a nice moment here for Michael Frolik, not only to seal it for his team, but to get his first as a Sabre.
2:18 to go, empty net goal! Frolik from the boards, and Buffalo leads it 3-1.
Frolik 6th at 17:44, Lazar and Ristolainen assisting 3-1 Buffalo, and then Gergensen's with 10 seconds left got another empty, his 9th from Oposo, 4-1 Buffalo. That is your final, 4-1 Sabres. Those are your moments of the game. Sabres are now 5-2 in 2020. They're on a three-game win streak. They've won against Detroit Sunday, Vegas Tuesday, Dallas tonight. They'll be looking to go into the break on a four-game win streak. They play Nashville on Saturday at 7. I'll have the Paul William Belts pregame, at 8, and I'll have the Paul William Belts pregame show at 7. Our Sabres Core Group feature, a look at the Core Group presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Western New York, proud partner of the Buffalo Sabres. Well, the core tonight, getting it done. But I would say it was a complete team win, top to bottom, Allmark out. The D was good in the third, only 5 shots against. We mentioned the special teams maybe being a huge part. Ralph Kruger said maybe the penalty kill was their best night of the year, 0-for-4. But you had contributors that we wouldn't necessarily label in the core. Lazar, a big night. Frolik gets an empty net goal. VC scoring, but also the core group coming through. Reinhardt and Eichel setting up VC for the goal. Dahlin getting the game winner, so the core involved as well. We'll call it a pretty solid team effort overall to win in Dallas, a tough place to play. Let's grab a call here before we check the scores. Brian in Williamsville is with us here. Hi, Brian, go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to say Omar played very well tonight. The team defended very well tonight. Everybody played a solid game, which is great to see, and the penalty killing is coming around with the power play occasionally here and there in the last couple games, putting it together lately.
Absolutely. Thank you, Brian. Allmark was strong. I mean, the lone goal was that tough one off the back wall. And as he said, if that was what they were intended to do, well, then kudos to them. But nevertheless, you know, Bishop's been a real thorn in the Sabres' career, and they got him twice this year. That's a pretty rare thing to do for Buffalo. Thank you for the call, Brian. All right, let's finish off here with the NHL scores. And they're brought to you by Seneca Buffalo Creek Casino. Nothing else comes close. All right, games that are still going on, two of them. There's a minute to go in Denver, and it's pretty much over. Avalanche have a 4-0 lead on the Sharks. Another goal for Makar. He's up to 10 now on the season. Of course, we saw him at the Frozen Four here in Buffalo. Late second in Vancouver, the Canucks have now taken a 2-1 lead on the Coyotes. Those are the games underway. All the rest are finals. Bruins beat the Penguins 4-1. Flames in a shootout beat the Maple Leafs in Toronto 2-1. Panthers hold on. They were up 4-0. Kings came back with 3 in the third, but Florida wins at 4-3. That keeps Florida, that margin with the Sabres, intact. We'll update you on the standings here in a second. Rangers beat the Islanders 3-2. Kreider scoring late to lift the Rangers over the Isles. 4-1, Canadiens beat the Flyers. Carey Price, 40 saves in the win. Ovechkin gets the hat trick for the Capitals as they roll the Devils 5-2. Blue Jackets at home, a 3-2 winner over the Hurricanes. Golden Knights with their new coach, Peter DeVore, get a win in Ottawa 4-2. Ducks also a 4-2 winners. They beat Nashville, who Buffalo will see next on Saturday. And the Wild hold on to beat the Lightning by a 3-2 score. Kucherov, 2 goals in the loss for Tampa. And our game, Sabres 4, Stars 1, that is your final. Well, what does that mean to the standings? Well, Buffalo picks up their 22nd win of the season. They go 22-19-7, 51 points. But as we said, Florida won, so the Sabres will remain 4 back of Florida. Leafs picked up a loser point in the shootout loss. Sabres are 6 back of what would be the final playoff spot in the Atlantic. They are 5 back of now what would be the final wild card. Carolina and Columbus and Philadelphia all with 56. They take up 2 of the 3 spots. So one of those 56 teams are actually on the outside looking in. Then you've got Florida, and then you've got Buffalo with 51. So there's the standings. Sabres in Nashville next on Saturday. 8 o'clock puck drop, pregame at 7. And that's when we'll speak with you next as we put a wrap here tonight on our Paul William Belts postgame show. I want to thank Kyle Power, our network producer, for all his work tonight. Thank you, Kyle. Paul Hamilton, our reporter in Dallas. Good job as always, Paul. And for our game announcers, Dan Dunleavy and Rob Ray, I'm Brian Colesiel. I thank you for listening. Sabres, get it done in Big D. 4-1 the final over the Stars. We'll talk to you Saturday, Buffalo and Nashville, right here on the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.